Jeanette, good morning.
Hi, Philip. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, we are currently in the middle of Hearing Awareness Week. Runs from the 20th to the 26th of August. Just quickly, firstly, what's Hearing Awareness Week all about?
Well, it means that we'd really like people to think about their hearing. And if they're concerned, you can come along and get a hearing check or go online, get a check online. And we want people to talk about hearing and enjoy their hearing.
It's definitely something that needs to be happening, getting a hearing check online. I know I'm scared to do a hearing check online. That's the reason that I haven't gotten around to doing it, because I'm worried about getting results that aren't too fantastic. Now, we hear a lot of the common causes, of course, for hearing loss include listening to too much loud music or going to loud music venues a lot or working around loud machinery. What other causes are there of hearing loss and hearing damage that people don't know as much about?
There's things like, younger kids, when they have ear infections, over time they can get a little bit of hearing loss from that. It tends to resolve itself, but for some people it may have left them with a little bit of hearing loss. And there's things like certain medications can cause hearing loss, but doctors are pretty clued in these days to if you need to have those kind of medications. They'll pretty clued in on making sure that it doesn't affect your hearing. So, yeah, there's some of the unusual things.
Okay. Now, I guess the big ones are still the things that we all know about and should be taking more care of, and a lot of people don't. Now, tinnitus is a common hearing issue for a lot of Australians.
Yeah.
And is that still medically irreversible, or are we looking that it could be potentially reversible in the future?
Yeah, look, when you get a sensory neural hearing loss, so the nervous hearing is damaged, at the moment it's not reversible, but gosh, they're doing some amazing work, stem cell work, regrowing the cells. So the fact is that today, no, it's not reversible, but very soon in the future, I'm sure that, they're getting there. There's some really promising stuff happening.
That's very exciting, maybe problematically exciting, because I know for a lot of people, myself included, us younger people think, I don't have to worry about hearing damage too much because I can mess things up a little bit now. By the time it's a real problem, they'll have been able to fix it. Is that a problematic?
It's 10, 20 years away, but the thing is that, solutions are never quite as good as your own normal hearing. As protecting your own natural hearing that you started with. So, a hip replacement is not like your own hip. So I'd be a bit cautious.
that's definitely words of advice. Now, when it comes to regulations about noise, I understand there are public noise limit regulations and noise limits for venues.
Yes.
What are some of these for people who might know, who can get an app on their phone just to make sure everything is A-OK where they're going? What are some of these public regulations?
Absolutely. Look, every state has regulations that limit the amount of noise that is in workplaces, in venues, all of those, at concerts, etc. And they're very, very carefully thought out and they're checked quite thoroughly. So most people are actually really well protected these days. You can get an app, though. There's a National Acoustic Laboratories app that you can use to actually test out a venue or, say, a restaurant you're in that seems to be too noisy. So that's useful. A lot of the noise exposure that we're seeing that causes problems these days is more people using their earphones and headphones up far too loud.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking all things hearing with Jeanette Thorburn, an Australian hearing audiologist, as this week is Hearing Awareness Week. Now, Jeanette, with decibel system is perhaps a little bit confusing as an exponential for a lot of people. But when it comes down to it, what sort of levels of hearing can you be exposed to safely and for what periods of time?
Yeah, so if you're exposed to something over about 100 decibels for an hour, you might start having some signs of your inner ear fatiguing and starting to get a bit tired of that. Eventually, if you keep going and if that exposure is repeated, well, then you could actually kill off some of your inner hair cells, but part of the hearing pathway. Over 100 decibels isn't a good idea. But if you're, loud music can be at 90 to 100. If you're really going for it, you will get up over 100. So if people have got their headphones or earphones in and you can hear them, you're sitting next to them on a bus or on a train, indeed, they've got to be, well over 100.
So they are going to be, over a long period, starting to do a little bit of damage.
Yeah. When cumulative, yeah.
Mm. Now, when it comes to measures in everyday life, because there are some things that are very loud that you just can't avoid hearing, whether it's a bus passing or a train horn, what sort of countermeasures can people take to try and preserve their hearing in the everyday?
Yeah, things like if you're using power tools or, cutting the lawn, using, with a snipper, those kind of things, certainly we should be using some sort of hearing protection. You can get really, really effective but incredibly cheap little earplugs from the chemist. They just squash down and you put them in your ear if you're going to a concert that's super, super loud. Those kind of things would be really helpful.
And just quickly before I do let you go, are there any places you recommend people go to find out more information about the kind of things that they need to be wary of, the kind of time periods that they need to be looking at when it comes to listening to music or working with loud noises?
Yeah, you can go to the Australian Hearing site, hearing.com.au, and from there you can find a lot of information about noise and protection and also how to get the apps that might measure noise in places. And also on the site, you'll find a hearing check. We've got a special site for the Big Aussie Hearing Check. So that's bigaussiehearingcheck.com.au for this week, especially where you can find out where you can get your hearing checked if you're interested and just a bit concerned.
Excellent. Well, Jeanette, thanks so much. We'll chuck links to all of that up onto SCR's website with this interview. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and all your work with Hearing Awareness Week.
Thank you.